If you need to know about farming, then you need to know Pam Jahnke. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Well, you know, every day on the farm, things have to get done. Animals have to be taken care of. And now, especially as the weather is warming up more and we're getting more and more active with spring and summertime activities, you need to pay attention to a few of those equipment items that you are going to be relying on. Time for an update with our friends from Focus on Energy. Remember, those are the utility specialists all across the state of Wisconsin that are ready to mobilize to try to help you. If you've got a new project that you're undertaking in 2020, talk to your Focus on Energy advisor first and make sure that you're saving every penny you can on everything from lighting right on through to some of the machines that you depend on to get the job done in today's production agriculture. We're talking today with Kevin Weiler. He's one of the energy advisors. He happens to be located kind of in the central portion of the state up in Marshfield, and he is with us to talk a little bit about what's going on today. You know, I have to start, Kevin, by asking how you guys at Focus on Energy are dealing with the COVID-19 situation and staying at home. I know you're an active bunch, and you are out usually on farms all the time. How has it been to try to conduct business from home?
To be honest with you, Pam, it's been going very well. Challenging. We're all getting through it. You know, we're doing a lot more phone calls, webinars, emailing with the customers and the trade ally. Still business as usual. If you're doing project, reach out to us. We can definitely assist you with catching the savings and getting the incentive that's available to you.
Right. Just make sure you get them the proper information. Now, we do want to begin transitioning what we hope is going to be more normal activities with Focus on Energy and our energy advisors. You know, it didn't take very long, Kevin, to be reminded how quickly Wisconsin weather can warm up, how quickly humidity can come back around and start being a part of our day. Let's talk a little bit about some of the items that we might not be thinking about. You know, so many of our dairy farmers are under stress, just trying to make ends meet if they can. One thing we don't always take time for is paying attention to our cooling system. Tell me what Focus on Energy is advising when it comes to our summertime weather and taking care of those cows.
Well, Pam, as we're talking today, it's the 1st of May, and we see 70-degree temperatures coming up this weekend, and a lot of dairymen are going to have issues with getting the milk cool. So every year, we do the compressor tune-up for the dairymen. This year, we're actually doing it where the dealer shows a credit to the dairymen, and then they pass along the credit, and then the incentive goes to the dealer. As a credit, still the same incentive. It's just going to be making the paperwork easier on the, you know, the dairyman, you know, now in these trying times.
You know, we don't think about the complicated parts that make up a lot of our dairy refrigeration units. You've got folks that are qualified to take a look at all aspects of it, right?
Exactly. With the dairy refrigeration tune-up, you know, you work with your milking equipment dealer. They're going to come up. They're going to check the refrigerant levels, make sure capacitors all and relays are all good, check evaporator coils, clean that condensing unit. Hopefully this is going to make your milk cool faster and save you energy.
Right, right. Now, we were talking about trying to get this done. Just the simple steps of trying to get scheduled, how would you advise dairies to do that? I mean, obviously they know who their technician is, but sometimes the information link between what the dairy farmer's hearing here on our Focus on Energy program and what the dairy technician knows is available can be lacking. How should we start this conversation?
You can either reach out to any of the four ag energy advisors. That is on our website, who covers what area. We also work with the dealers, and they have the checklist that needs to be done. And most of the dealers throughout the state work with the Focus on Energy on the compressor tune-up program. So either the dealers or the energy advisors themselves will be able to help you with the questions that you have.
Kevin Weiler's with us. He's an energy advisor, one of many around the state of Wisconsin for Focus on Energy. And if you want to tune in to a dairy tune-up, and don't forget about the eased paperwork and the $40 incentive that's out there, go to focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Kevin, another thing that we should be thinking about, although it may be far from our minds right now, grain dryers. In 2019, Focus on Energy started putting more and more emphasis on maintaining and upgrading, if necessary, those grain dryers. Is that back again this year?
We do have two things for the grain dryer. We have incentives available for new natural gas grain dryers, putting in a more energy efficient grain dryer, and that's $16 per bushel per hour with a 10-point reduction. So we've been seeing a lot of farmers get quite a bit for incentives. And then we also have the grain dryer tune-up, where we offer $150 for that tune-up. And with the tune-up, they're cleaning fans, lubricating bearings, cleaning screens, checking the burners, and then they're calibrating the temperature and the moisture sensors.
Now, I'm sure that some of you are saying, wait a minute, I have grain that's in my dryer or my system right now, but being proactive on this, that seemed to be what caught us a little bit last year, Kevin, is the weather turned against us, and all of a sudden we were harvesting far faster than we might have liked. So this is something that is timely, despite the fact we're just getting planting going.
A lot of customers don't think about their grain drying equipment until it's time to, you know, fire it up and start drying grain. You know, now's a great time. Think about it when, you know, hey, you have some time on your hands. I know you're planting and everybody's busy, but think about it now and get the tune-up done this summer before you need that grain drying equipment.
Right, right, especially if there's issues. This is Kevin Weiler. Remember, focusonenergy.com/agribusiness or the toll-free number 888-623-2146 can get you connected with the energy advisors around the state. You know, I want to go back to something you made a point of earlier, Kevin, and that is the ease of paperwork and how our energy advisors with Focus on Energy take the brunt of that into their responsibilities. You know, the other thing is, if you're doing these inspections, if you have your technician taking a look at your dairy refrigeration unit, it's nice to detect where there's problems or potential problems. And you guys at Focus on Energy communicate that all the way through. And more importantly, you may have solutions with energy savings attached to them as well.
Exactly. You know, the energy advisors are helping the dairy farmers, the grain farmers, the trade allies with the paperwork and the applications. We're here to help. We will come out and do audits if you're looking to save some money on your electric bill, whether it's a lighting or a VFD project. You know, we're here to help and offer suggestions in these trying times.
Things like variable speed drives on milk pumps, variable speed drives on the vacuum pumps, that is something else that may qualify for some special incentives in 2020.
Variable speed drives on vacuum pumps, we're doing $7 per cow. And there's no cap on that. That's just on the variable speed drive. And then we're also offering $3 per cow on the variable speed drive for the milk pump. So if you don't have one looking to save some energy, those are two really good opportunities to save some energy and keep more money home at the farm.
Yeah, and also thinking about the weather, you've got some special incentives on circulating and high volume, low speed fans for any livestock owners, really.
We have incentives available on fans, and if the customer is putting VFDs on their fans, the fans need to be on a qualifying product list. We need to make sure it's a nice energy efficient fan. And then the VFD, that's, I believe, is $45 per horsepower. So there's some incentives available for the VFDs on the fans as well. And the high volume, low speed fans is per foot.
Yeah.
But a minimum of 16-foot fan.
That's why I wanted to talk with Kevin, is once you start really thinking through all of the energy dependence you've got on the farm, Focus on Energy makes it very financially viable to have evaluations, cleanups, maintenance done, and or if you're looking at some new product installation, they will find you the savings. Kevin Weiler is along with us, an energy advisor with Focus on Energy. All of these programs, plus our energy advisor list available in the state of Wisconsin, focusonenergy.com/agribusiness or call them toll free, 888-623-2146. That's 888-623-2146. Don't leave any money on the table when Focus on Energy is there to try to help you collect. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.